So, Holly, could you describe your experience you had as a junior girls footballer?
So my experience as a junior girls footballer, I guess it was a good one, and it is what made me fall in love with the game. So my experience in particular, it looked like I was the only girl in an all boys team, but this suited me fine as I was on par with a lot of the boys I played with and against. I played as a little, junior, 5, 6 years old. I played on 11 v 11 full size pitch with potholes and a paddock out the back of Hamilton. I had, I guess, no idea that of the pathway, and it was very much I was a junior. And then skipped the youth pathway and went straight into the senior pathway. So by the time I was 12, 13, I was already playing senior women's football.
Wow.
So the experience as a whole was a really, really good experience. But looking back, I do question whether, if there was other experiences on offer, if I was, if it would have been able to keep me in the game for longer, as I retired, well, not retired, but finished playing when I was 21 after two serious knee injuries.
Cool. So if you compare that experience you had to today's experience junior girls get under the framework, how does it better suit the players today?
So the experience junior football has received today is far superior to when I was growing up. Like the whole of football plan is world leading. There are a lot of other sports that have followed our lead in developing pathways that meet the needs of junior players. So everything that we do ourselves and within the football development realm, we always ask ourselves, is this going to ensure that kids or people are going to play the game and if they're actually going to fall in love with the game? So, for example, in the junior space, I guess this is quite evident because we've had, since the rollout of the whole of football plan, we've had 26% growth in playing numbers. And if you look at the female side specifically, we've had a 30% growth. So, good things are happening, but we're always, I guess, in that mindset that we want to improve. We want to constantly challenge ourselves and ensure that, kids as well as adults are having a good experience. So the junior girls area specifically provided quite a different experience from when I was growing up. The junior girls framework was developed a number of years ago, and it's a tailor-made pathway which, like the whole of football plan, was developed to create a consistent as well as a coordinated approach in order to meet the needs of junior players. And I guess the end goal of developing the junior girls framework was to increase participation levels, as well as allowing each of the players to reach their true potential. So I guess the framework consists of a number of pathways which cater for both girls who prefer to play in a girls-only environment as well as girls who prefer to play in a mixed football environment. And it also, I guess, provides ideas around how to reduce barriers to get more girls playing. And it also kind of delves into what each of the age group requires, both tactically and technically, as well as emotionally and that social area. So the juniors coming through the pathway now are so, I guess, technically superior to when I was going through, and so kind of just reaffirms to us that the pathways, the developmental pathways and the structures that we were putting in place are achieving those desired results.
Yeah. So in your view, what's the most important aspect of the junior experience for girls players? Does it differ to the boys at all?
I think it's irrelevant of gender. So the most important aspect of any experience really is fun. So if we provide a fun experience, we'll ensure that kids as well as adults are staying in football, and that their love of the game is growing. Because we all know, I guess, the benefits of playing sport, and football in particular provides so many benefits that if the fun's not there, then we won't really see them stay within the game. And I guess I've asked myself, like, what does fun look like? And that comes down to, I think, coaches and parents and I guess the people in charge of things. It's around them creating an environment that, you know, kids can turn up and not have to worry about things being organised, that the coach's behaviours around the social and emotional side, meeting the needs of young girls. So coaching boys and girls may not be different, but the way you motivate or speak can differ slightly. And say girls, for example, the social side is really, really important. And we see a lot of girls transitioning out of a mixed environment, and we lose them to other sports that do offer an opportunity for them to play with their girlfriends. So I'm coaching a junior girls team at Western Springs at the moment, and after every session I always like to kind of evaluate myself, and as a coach I always ask whether the girls enjoyed it, were there smiles on their face, how many cartwheels did they do. Like, I don't want to inhibit them from having fun. Like, I just want them to express themselves and just be kids. It's very much a coach. Like, the games that we, the junior framework games that have been, I guess, developed and within the junior framework guide, as well as online on Facebook and the website, majority of them are games, and all the skills are kind of hidden within the game. So it's kind of like when parents hide vegetables in their children's food in order to, make them eat them without knowing. It's kind of like that as well.
Cool. And just lastly, what's your advice for game leaders and parents new to the game this year?
So my biggest piece of advice would be planning and preparation. So have a read of the junior framework and the girls junior framework. They're really valuable documents to get an oversight of what we're up to and what we're trying to achieve. And to really utilize the online references like the junior framework videos that have just been released by NZF. And it's also really important to utilize what clubs and the federation offer in terms of coach education and referee education, and